Our village board meeting this evening, would you please stand for pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's always nice to see a crowd at our meetings. And don't forget, you don't have to just come when there's an issue that you're worried about. Every first and third Tuesday evening of the month, please come join us.
For next month.
Okay, not next month, though, but you'll find out later. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter. Here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Kopich.
Here.
Present in the county.
The volume's at.
Is it too low?
Yeah. You're just getting some feedback.
Okay. We've been asked to move number 9, Hillcrest Homes PDD extension, up behind 5, or after 5, so we'll make that 5B. But you're not allowed to leave afterwards. You have to stay for a whole minute. Don't miss anything. Are there any other recommended changes to the agenda? Great. Do I have a motion to adopt the modified agenda? Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Announcements. We have a lot. We have a lot going on in Alloway. First one, June 12th at 6 p.m., which is Monday. There's music on the green at Heritage Hill State Park. It's the Alloway Village Band, and it's their first concert of the season. It's a great venue. It's free. So bring your lawn chairs and your friends and come and have a good time. There are food trucks available. And if you need transportation down to the area where they play the music, they have tram transportation available. And the music will go on, rain or shine. This coming Saturday, June 10th, is the Bell and Run. And you see the map up on the screen. Throughout the morning, pretty much from 7:30 to 11 a.m., certain sections of the roads will be closed in Alloway. You can go to the Alloway website to get the exact times of the certain areas and what time they will be closed. And that's www.villageofalloway.com. But go out and enjoy it. It's a great event. The Alloway Bellin Health Farmers Market will kick off once again for which season is this, Trevor?
The third.
For our third season. It continues to grow and get better every year. It starts on June 15th and goes till October 5th. It's on Thursdays from 3:30 to 6:30 in the Bellin Alloway Plaza right next door to Village Hall, and I am told that we have more vegetable vendors this year and fewer craft vendors and that sort of thing.
Great.
So it's becoming more and more a farmer's market. But regardless, we have some food. It's a great way to come out and meet with your neighbors. 2017 Movies in the Park. In Alloway, we are going to have 3 movies in the park this summer. They are also free. They are being held at Green Isle Park, or one's at Green Isle Park on June 9th. That is Sing on July 18th at Langley Park. We have Trolls and Rogue One on August 18th at Green Isle Park. All that information is on the website as well. Alloway Fest is on June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Green Isle Park. Alloway Fest consists of a classic car show and a community picnic. It's Sunday, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kaboom. Kaboom honors the Village of Alloway with the 2017 Playful City USA designation. Alloway gets lots of great designations, but Trevor, would you be kind enough just to give us a quick... Or who wants to tell us about Kaboom? Brad? Could you just give us a real quick thing on Kaboom?
It's a national recognized program similar to Tree City USA, and you have to meet certain requirements that, for this instance, is the amount of play value that's provided in your parks on the green space, what kind of activities are provided, and support that you get from the community. So, you know, it's a nice designation.
Thank you. It speaks to the quality of life here in Alloway, and one of the other announcements is that this past week, or actually it was yesterday, the First Down for Trees program by the Packers, if you saw that on the news, we held a press conference in Green Isle Park, and Alloway was chosen as the host city in the Green Bay area for First Downs for Trees. And Alloway has, out of the 3,200 plus acres that make up Alloway, 300 of our acres are parks. We have 5,000 trees on public lands. And so the Kaboom Playful City, the Tree City USA designation, they all speak to the quality of life here in Alloway and what's important to people in Alloway. So congratulations to our staff for continuing to do such a great job of bringing the services that are needed here to our residents. On, when is the Down syndrome?
Well,
thank you. On August 27th of this summer, there's the 9th annual Down Syndrome Awareness Walk. It's entitled Together We Color a Beautiful World. Registration starts at 12 o'clock. It's at Green Isle Park Pavilion. 12 to 4, we have lunch, outdoor activities, raffle, and more family fun. 2:45, we have some talks, and 3 o'clock is the walk itself. So if you'd like to participate and help raise funds for Down syndrome, please do so. And you can contact Village Hall for any more information on that. We're very pleased to announce that we have a new finance director here in the Village of Alloway. Our most recent finance director resigned, and Julie Beaucamp, who used to be our village finance director, is returning. So we have someone we don't have to train. She's well known, well liked, and very well qualified. So we're excited to have her back with us, and she will be starting when?
Monday.
She'll be starting on Monday. I know you're going to be sad at this one, but on July 4th, which is the first Tuesday of July, we're not going to have a village board meeting. So you'll have to wait until the third Tuesday of the month to come visit. First off, the trees. This Thursday, you may have heard that a brewery and tap room is looking to move into Alloway, and on the old Village Hall website or Village Hall property on Webster Avenue. It's called Zambaldi Beer, and Zambaldi Beer is holding a beer tasting, if you'd like to meet them and taste their beer, at the Lorelei this Thursday, and I think it starts at 5:30. I'm not sure. And I think that's it.
President Rafferty?
Yes.
The popular cleanup?
Thank you. And yesterday, while we were at Green Isle Park talking about trees, a gentleman from the Brown County Park District came up to me and mentioned that one of our residents had got a group of volunteers together and worked very hard to clean up some of the scrub invasive species along the Fox River Trail, and that's Mr. Jim O'Rourke. So I wanted to let Jim know that his efforts are appreciated by this board and by the staff, and that you are recognized by the Brown County. So thank you, Jim. Thanks for doing that. Thank you, Brad. Okay, that's everything I have. Any other announcements from the board? Any announcements from staff? Craig.
Thank you. That's what that is.
To mention the fact that, and we just talked about it a few minutes ago.
Couldn't read it.
Okay. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has notified us that they will fund the South Riverside Crossing. So they will be managing the project and installing it and taking care of the cost of that project. So that saves us quite a bit of money. It also saves us from having to do a very complex project on a busy highway with traffic management and all the things that go into it. This is a real positive for us. They approached us, said they would proceed with trying to get funding for the project because it is on a state trunk highway, and they were successful in doing that. So a big thanks to the Department of Transportation.
A big thanks.
So what is the project?
I'm sorry, I haven't opened the floor. But I'll explain that. That's a good question. The village board approved last year from the stadium tax dollars that we received $100,000 per crossing, right, Craig?
Yeah.
But we're going to have a hawk crossing between Briar Lane and St. Francis along Riverside Drive so that when people are trying to cross Riverside Drive, they'll be able to push a button and it actually goes red, green, yellow, red, yellow, green. So we're trying, we've been fighting, or not fighting, but working with the DOT to get one of those. We were going to fund it, and as Craig said, the state came to us and said, we'll fund it if you want us to. So it saved us $100,000, which is wonderful. We're still trying to work on some on the north side, but this is great news. It's a great step forward. Thanks, Craig.
President Raptor,
yes.
Have we been notified about when construction would begin? In just 1 month of the year or something like that?
We had a meeting today with the Department of Transportation staff planning out the details of the project. It is scheduled to be sometime after August 1st. The paperwork, the new budget, the new state budget has to be approved, and then the paperwork approved. And we have some work we have to do in preparation for it. So that gives us about 6 or 7 weeks to do all the prep work that we need to do. And then after August 1st, they will be coming in to do the underground work, and then sometime after that, all the above ground work.
Thank you.
So that's great. That was a need identified by our corridor study and people's input, wanting to be able to get across Riverside Drive to enjoy the trail. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to number 5, request from Doug Makel. Doug's take 5.
4.
We skip public appearances. Number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on anything this evening that is not on this evening's agenda? If you want to speak on something that is on the agenda, we'll open the floor at that point in time. Jim?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, former co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee in charge of pedestrian issues. I've been asking for a crossing on West St. Joseph to across Riverside Drive to the Riverfront Business Corridor down there. There are no sidewalks anywhere near that place. I would like to see the $100,000 that's going to be saved by the DOT picking up the Sunset Park crossing to be used to build a sidewalk, a commercial sidewalk on the west side of the highway that was in the reconstruction budget for the state, but that won't the reconstruction won't happen for at least another 4 years, could be longer. And people want to be able to get down from West St. Joseph down to the Fox River Trail. There's no access for within about a mile or three-quarters of a mile of that site. There's no way to get back to the trail without crossing private property. So there should be a sidewalk there that would make a nice walking loop for all of the businesses that are currently there. There's three proposed major projects in the pipeline that might be built right at that intersection, plus the one that's currently under construction. So you have hundreds of people that may be coming in and will want to walk along the trail, and they need a safe way to get across the street and to walk along Riverside Drive without being in the highway. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Kate Kloss, and I live at 451 Arrowhead Drive, and I want to start out positively and say thank you. I'm delighted about the crosswalk, because that's very close for me, and I love to go down on the river and ride, so I appreciate that very much. However, I do have another problem. We are being inundated with deer in our neighborhood, and they are just making a gourmet lunch of my garden. And I am really tired of it. There are at least five, includes one buck, who comes into my backyard. We have a four-season room, and stands and looks right at me like, here I am with my two doe. What are you going to do about it? Honestly, they're right there. They come, they are in the park at night. We see them all the time. They cross the streets when we're coming home from meetings. They are going through my yard, over to the neighbor's. He has a place. He said he gets up early in the morning and walks. 4 in the morning, they're laying there in his yard. He raps on the window. They could care less. They are just, I mean, they're just eating everything. It isn't just hostas. They take off all the blooms off the top of my flowers. That's it for the season. So I've talked to the gentleman from the Parks Department. He said he wasn't going to be here tonight, so I said I would come and talk about it. But I want to know, my other neighbors complain about it. I am concerned not only that they're eating things, but what about the deer chicks? If they're laying in our yards, they're going to be leaving deer ticks, I would be willing to bet. I have young grandchildren. My neighbor has young children. I mean, I think we ought to be able to walk barefoot and do those things in our backyards and alleyway, you know, without fear of picking up deer ticks. And so I'm wondering, is there any concern about or any thought about doing a controlled hunt or something?
We talked about that a couple of years ago.
I really would appreciate if you would really seriously look at it. If you need me to get a petition, I will go to my neighbors. Everybody is complaining on Arrowhead. Okay. They're all up and down the street. And I think part of the problem that fed into this is the Abbey down the block had a cornfield. 2 years ago, they didn't harvest it. They left it there all winter, so the deer had plenty to eat and a place to hide, and so they felt very welcome. Well, I just think I didn't build in the woods. I built an alleyway. So, thank you.
Thank you. Kay, what was your address again?
451 Arrowhead.
Thank you very much. Yes, Judy.
Judy O, 2375 Riverside Drive. I also have deer, 7 of them. And I've got to admit, I think they're absolutely gorgeous, but they do cause some problems. My neighbor no longer has hostas. They've tried various things in my yard, but most of them are not to their liking, so they continue on up toward the cemetery. Unfortunately, I was just talking to one of my neighbors this afternoon who had asked if I had seen the 3 deer carcasses on Riverside Drive a couple of days ago. So I think our herd is being thinned out some. And I'm not sure if these are the Abbott's or if they are the deer that go along the East River Trail behind the, what do you call it, across the street, the assisted living across the street. There are two different groups. But I will take the 7 deer as opposed to the 24 turkeys I had 2 years ago.
See the 24 turkeys or 7 deer.
Thank you.
We have turkeys also, but I didn't have 24.
We watched them grow.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Pastor Eric Hansen of St. Mark in Green Bay in Napier, and now we have a child care center on Riverside Drive, 3235 Riverside Drive. And we've had it for a couple of years now, and it's really awesome to see the crosswalk coming in. We're really excited about that, and I want to say thank you to everybody who helped make that possible. I was emailing with Trevor, and I haven't met him in person, so he's over here soon.
He's the one in the
left. Thank you. Thanks for the communication. So thank you for that. I think that's all I got right now. But
thank you very much, yep. Pastor. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Anyone else? Hearing none, we will now move on to number 5. Action regarding a request from Doug Meikle, Doug's Take 5 at 3600 Riverside Drive for a noise variance permit and to amend his premise description to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on August 13th for a musical fundraiser. We have Mr. Meikle with us here this evening.
Thank
Welcome.
You. Thank you.
And if there's no objection, could I have a motion to suspend the rules for a second and have Mr. Meikle speak? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Gendrick. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank
Welcome,
you.
Mr. Meikle.
Thank you, sir. We are interested in having a benefit concert on August 13th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. It would be in the parking lot of what is the Four Seasons Tennis Club, which is shaped very much like this sheet of paper. It's 80 yards by this way, by 50 yards this way, with the tennis club being here, entrance on Riverside Drive, and then the entrance on Bitters Court. It would be a one-time thing that we would like to do. This would be our inaugural fundraiser, and we're doing it for children's reading programs of Brown County and other charities that the Optimist Club support. We're having a band called Crunch Time, and what we've worked out with them is that they would play opposite from where the bar is located in the club, and they would move the sound this way. That lessens the amount of noise which goes into the neighborhood, but it is between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on a Sunday afternoon. I have met with several law enforcement people and members of the village board, and what we'll do in order to control what we hope is a liquor, mostly a beer situation, is that our entrance here, we will have somebody taking tickets here, and then we'll have two people standing alongside there to make sure that no beer or alcoholic beverage crosses onto other people's property, and then we'll do the same thing at the other side of the street. We're hoping for somewhere in the vicinity of 400 people, and we have got a gentleman by the name of Ron Towns, who was the police chief of Denmark, who has since retired, and he has offered to come and act as head of security. He's doing this at no charge because he thinks that what we're doing is a good cause. Every penny that's made goes directly to these programs, and we're going to provide a financial accounting of it. This has nothing to do with Take 5 or anything else. It's just on the venue where I am. At this point, we can serve alcohol on a small patio that we have, but if we get 400 people, that's far too small an area for people to sit and have a drink. We'll have 5 people there, as I mentioned, for security. We probably have 15 volunteers who have offered to come and help us, and we're not interested in putting any kind of a footprint on the village. We just simply like to come in, have a concert from 1 to 4, and then clean up and go home. We have worked as far as parking. Van Gemert Memorials has told us that we can use their parking lot, and that would offer somewhere between 20 and 25 spots. We've got a request into Nicolet Bank. They have that parking up above and then down below. And that's probably somewhere in the vicinity between 35 and 40 parking spots. We're going to try to work with the Abbey to see if they will give us the spots closest to Riverside Drive and then have a van come and take people back and forth. We haven't gotten together yet, but I'm not sure that August 13th is on their immediate agenda. But I know we'll get together at the the Abbott Knights sometimes get together and chat a bit. I live in that neighborhood. I work in that neighborhood. I'm not interested in changing the atmosphere or having any kind of a footprint on the village. The young volunteers we have, a lot of them are from the high schools, and what we'll ask them to do is to go wherever that we've been permitted to park and make sure that there's no paper left or anything else. You know, I'd also mention that the place that I have is, we've never had a need to call the police other than the fact that there was a gentleman had a stroke on one of the tennis courts and then we called. And I don't anticipate that we would have anything here that would be an annoyance to the village or the neighbors. One last thing that we're going to do is we're going to put out a letter. It's obviously too soon now to notify people because they won't remember. But we'll go to the apartment buildings down here, here, and the two apartments here, and up on Roselawn Boulevard, probably five or six houses on each street, on each side of the street, just letting people know that we'll be having a concert from 1 to 4, hoping they'll join us, but that if that there's too much noise or they feel that it's an inconvenience to them, they'll have my mobile number, which I'll carry with me, and then we'll ask the band to turn it down. Now, the band is crunch time. They're probably, their age group is probably 45 to 65. I'd like to say they were too old to belt it out, but that's not true. They play pretty well. This is our first year at it. We would like to do this for a long time. There's a lot of kids who need a lot of help. We can provide that help by going into schools and meeting the children. Sometimes you don't do anything more than mentor them or play cards or show them a card trick. It's just an adult who pays attention to kids. But there's also kids who don't have enough to eat, don't have books to read, and that takes some money. And so we're going to try and raise it this way. I think a lot of you have been customers from one time or another in the place, and we're pretty calm, easy to get along with. So hoping that you'll give us the one-day variance on the alcohol. I don't know if the noise variance really applies between 1 and 4, but I live in that neighborhood. I just live up the street on Roselawn, and I'm not interested in annoying my neighbors. And do any of you have any questions or something you'd like to know from me?
Any questions for Doug?
Pretty thorough.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great event.
I think the one thing that we weren't clear on in terms of the boundaries of the property, mm-hmm. was there going to be fencing?
Ron came in last week, and I said to him, what do you think? I said, I would prefer not to do fencing, but what we were talking about would be to put stakes out and with yellow tape. And we're thinking that if we have three people at the top, three people at the bottom, you know, along this configuration, and then have Ron somewhere in the middle, that we, you know, are not going to have people jumping fences or anything else. So it was just brought to my attention that the big thing we'll have to watch is that we don't have people stumbling out on the Riverside Drive. That's a great thought. I don't think in 3 hours' time that we're going to have people, you know, going hog wild crazy. And it's simply if we do, as I do in the bar from time to time, and not very often, I'll say, you know what, we're all done. And I have no problem saying that. I mean, we're not here to change people's lives or make people miserable. You know, we can do that to ourselves, but sometimes we step in and say, well, let's not do that. But I just don't anticipate that. And Ron is a, you know, very experienced law officer. And as he always puts it, he says, I have no trouble putting my arm around somebody and saying, we don't need to do that, or do we need to dial 911? We're just not going to have those problems, as I anticipate. So. Okay. Anybody else? Or?
Any other questions? Can you talk to the Abbott about his deer?
Just kidding. Actually, we did, and at some point they have talked about maybe having a controlled hunt. Now, I live on Roselawn, and on occasion when I walk home, I've seen that big buck, and he can probably eat a lot. You know, and I think that my stepfather was a professor at St. Norbert, and the Abbott was one of his students, and when we had a talk one time, he let me know that my stepfather had been hard on him. And I said, well, I'm here to carry on that tradition, and you should have tried living with him, you know. But I think that, you know, the Abbott is a very reasonable man. And I think that, you know, I think they hug trees pretty hard, but they also listen to people if they have a problem. Okay. And it was a joke. I wasn't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. One other suggestion with regard, maybe I'm being overcautious, but in terms of the people who are over 21, mm-hmm. wristbands or something along
probably,
those lines.
Probably do that.
Distinguish them from others.
Sure. Ron has offered to do something like that. He was on vacation. We've only spoken once since he's back. I think that's a good suggestion, probably something that we'll do. We're going to have a whole lot of people that are working, and we'll keep a close eye on things. And thanks, because we'd rather err on the side of caution, and, you know, better to err on the side of caution, especially when you get started.
Any other questions?
Thanks, Doug.
So thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug. I have a motion to pick up the rules.
So moved.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We are back on the rules. Do I have a motion on this item?
Motion to approve the request for the
motion
concert.
Motion approved by Trustee Atwood. Seconded by Trustee Kopisch. Any discussion? I think it's a great event, too. We look forward to raising a lot of money for the kids. Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thanks, Doug. Agenda item number 5B, the old number 9, action regarding Hillcrest Homes PDD extension. Do I have a motion on this item? We want to hear more about it.
Mm-hmm. We've got some representatives here. So.
Yeah, we have a representative from Hillcrest is here today as well. So
okay.
Maybe you want to suspend the rules. And
do you want to just kind of set the stage for it, Manuel?
Sure.
Thanks.
The original PDD for the development of the property was created in 2005. And in 2015, there was an amendment which included a two-year extension, and that was to continue and complete the condo units on the property. Right across the street from us. I'm sorry. And that expired on June 2nd. Of course, we didn't meet until today. So what I wanted to do is let Hillcrest know that, you know, for the ordinance and for the PDD agreement, this is the process that needs to take place. And it gives them an opportunity to come before the board and maybe explain why things that haven't been completed to the standards yet.
Okay.
So that's where we're at tonight. And I did invite our attorney Gass to help with any of the technical questions on our end.
Yeah, maybe what I could do is kind of set the stage in terms of what the board's options are, you know, concerning this. As Brad indicated, the original PDD was approved in 2005. There was an extension agreement from June of 2015 to June of 2017 for the completion of the project, since it hadn't been completed by the original due date. So what has to happen under the ordinance is we have to issue a notice or a letter to the developer requesting that they attend a board meeting to give some explanation to the board why there hasn't been compliance. And in terms of compliance, that would be substantial completion of the project, so the project really hasn't started yet. So there will be some explanations given by the developer. I've had the opportunity to speak briefly with Attorney Patterson, and she'll address the board in terms of why, at least presently, there's some measure of delay anticipated due to some issues with Harry's passing. So we can listen to that. In terms of what the board can do after it hears the explanation, we have essentially two options under the ordinance. You know, one is that the board can impose a moratorium of 6 months on construction, although construction really hasn't begun. Essentially, option number one is the board can rescind all the building permits and repeal the PDD ordinance. That's option one, you know, fairly drastic option, which is essentially to eliminate the ordinance and eliminate the PDD. So that is option one, because there has been non-compliance. and failure to complete within that two-year window is cause to rescind the PDD ordinance. So that's option number one. Option number two does not necessarily involve, or doesn't involve at all, rescinding the ordinance. You know, basically what the board can do is listen to the explanation. If the board feels that to its reasonable satisfaction, the purpose or the reasons underlying the delay have been explained, you know, the board can further extend the completion date to some point in the future, as long as there is anticipated compliance within, you know, the extended period of time, then the developer's rights under the original PDD continue during that period of time. So essentially your options are to eliminate the ordinance and eliminate the PDD, or if there is good justification or reasonable justification presented to the board, you can basically extend the completion date to a time in the future that the board thinks is realistic and reasonable. It doesn't necessarily have to be 2 years, but whatever period of time the board thinks is a reasonable extension to see compliance with the PDD, then that's the date you can pick, and basically just move the completion date further down the line.
And the whole development, even the developed parcels, are part of the PDD, correct? So if we were to rescind the PDD, would we be rescinding the entire PDD or just that section?
My recollection, I haven't looked at it, but my recollection is it's all part of one PDD, which could create some issues, you know, in terms of what's already been done consistent with the PDD. So there could be some maybe unintended consequences of rescinding the PDD. Although I suspect that there could be, you know, fairly substantial arguments made, and probably very credible ones, that at least to the extent things have been done and completed consistent with the ordinance as it existed at the time, that those completed portions would be essentially grandfathered, you know, because the developer would have some vested rights in those buildings because they were built and constructed and money spent consistent with the ordinance as it existed at the time. So it would be my thought that even if the entirety of the PDD ordinance is rescinded, that the existing structures would be in compliance. But there could be some collateral issues that come out of a rescission that would might have some unintended consequences.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules to invite our guest up to speak? Trustee Dart. Moved by Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Green. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So who's our guest this evening?
Good evening. I'm Anna Patterson. And I'm an attorney, and I've been here, it seems like, for the past 10 years or so.
Well, welcome.
And my address in is 2500 Old Plank Road, De Pere. So, as I'm sure you know, Harry Mocco had passed away. So, to kind of go back over the timeline, is I was here about 2 years ago with Dan Doro and an engineer from Mallon Associates, and we had reconfigured condos, and there had been an investment in redesigning those and getting it all planned out. And then going forward, the construction didn't start. There were some issues with the financing. Still, there's issues with banks wanting to finance condominium projects on spec. You know, you can try to get as many pre-sales as possible, but then Harry's health started failing, and he passed away in March of last year. And then since then, his estate is relatively large and complicated. Hillcrest Lumber, Inc. is the entity that owns the condominium part of the PDD, and he was 100% stockholder of that. And that the attorney who's doing the estate work, that's Tim Sisler, but in talking to him, he originally estimated that the estate would be wrapped up in 1 to 2 years. There's other properties that you think of as Hillcrest in the Village Valley, they're actually already owned by his children or his grandchildren, like the Village View Apartments or Bishop's Court. Those had a different ownership structure, you know, so they're not impacted with legal implications from him passing away. But here, the ability to get financing is pretty much nil, with it being, it's not in probate because it's all through a trust, but in essence it's being probated, and no one is willing to sign a personal guarantee until all of the ownership kind of shakes out. And so, you know, it's possible that all of the children end up owning it, or that some purchase each other out, and, you know, it's anticipated that some might be purchasing each other out, but that part of the valuation needs to be done of everything, not just of this. And so that's what's taking a while. So the current time frame for that and is that it should be completed by the end of fall of this year.
Okay.
So I would think it would probably take longer. I was not the attorney in charge. I'm just saying that when you have something of this size and getting all the valuations done and then trying to figure out how to sort it out. But that is what I've been told as far as the current progress goes. Regarding that, I guess, you know, when you look at the options, I'll just kind of throw in my two cents, is, you know, it's not like anything's going to happen on this right now. So whether there's a PDD or not a PDD, probably, you know, until the early next year, you're going to have the same result. It's just, I get a little concerned about, what about the rest of the things in the PDD? If the whole thing's rescinded, what happens to those things? You know, what if, for example, they wanted to, I don't know, do some remodeling or needed to pull a permit? It almost seems like, since you're going to have the same result anyways, it might just be easier to do an extension. And then, you know, if anything changes, where, like, if somebody buys it or if the plans change, they have to come back and amend it anyways. But I think I just want you to understand, you know, why things haven't been done, but also to let you know what I'm seeing for the future.
Okay. Are they going to continue to list the properties for sale until between, because I see the old Nechek sign still there, so are they going to continue to sell those properties actively?
They're trying to get pre-sales, but it's really hard to get enough sold that, I mean, so it's up there, but I wouldn't, like, hang your hat on them.
Yep. Do you have any idea on how many pre-sales they've had or what percentage they're at?
My understanding is that they will get a couple of pre-sales, but they won't get enough. And then those people go and buy something else somewhere else. And then they get a couple more, you know, but it's never to the tipping point where they have enough for a bank. And that was with, you know, with Harry willing to sign a personal guarantee. And now that's just really complicated by the fact that nobody wants to sign a personal guarantee. Well, it's being all the estates tied up.
Okay. Any other questions for him? I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else, as long as we have the rules suspended, anyone else who wants to speak on this matter? Come on up.
My name is Mary Sue Banks. I live across the street in the condos. I love having the empty field. I mean, I like feeling like I'm in the country a little bit, but my concern has been the appearance of the front of the street. I don't know how that affects the PPD, and I don't understand all that, but I moved in a year and a half ago, and I ran into a lot of ice. The curb, I actually was the one that, I'm really nervous, I don't like to speak, but...
Relax, it's just us.
The sidewalk wasn't there, and, you know, I called Alloway, and they got Hillcrest to put the blacktop in, you know, because they said they didn't want to put a sidewalk in until the building, you know, the building was done. My concern with the whole area is the appearance of the road. There's no curb, potholes. When it rains and snows in the winter, it was frozen. It doesn't back up to the sewer. My big concern is just the maintenance and the safety and the appearance of it. The sign has blown down a lot. I've called and, had to get them to do that, but it just doesn't look good. I mean, it's got big concrete blocks. When I have people visit, I want the area to look nice, and I just feel like it just, the whole front of it looks terrible. So I'm the one that called and had the berm put in. I found out the berm was supposed to be put in a long time ago, and if I hadn't called, probably wouldn't have been done, or no one was aware of it. So that's my big concern.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary Sue. Anyone else? Okay, do I have a motion to pick up the rules? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Lang, do you have something to say?
Yes, we do. Yeah, there was kind of a letter agreement from back in July of 2013 from Ms. Patterson to the village administrator at the time. There was essentially an escrow that was put in place, two different escrows. One was for $3,500 to ensure completion of curb and gutter replacement and the abandonment of the tracking pad, as described in a particular item in the PDD. There's a separate escrow of $5,000 to ensure the completion of the berm, grass, and landscaping, as described in the in some meeting minutes. So those funds are on deposit with the village, and the purpose of the escrow funds was to ensure completion of the work required by the PDD back when it was supposed to have been done in July of 2015, before the last extension. So the letter agreement indicates that the work has not been completed by the extended PDD date of July 19th, 2015. The village can grant a further extension of time or undertake to complete the work itself and then utilize those escrow proceeds to reimburse the cost of the village actually doing those two work items that, for which the escrows were created. To the extent that there's anything left in the escrows after the village completes the work, is to be remitted back to the developer, in this case, Alloway Senior Care LLC. So there is some money available if the village would choose to undertake that work. There's no agreement in the letter of agreement. If the work that is done exceeds the escrow, there's no verbiage in the letter of agreement that says that they will be responsible for the additional cost. All it says is you can use the escrow to do it, and if there's any money left over, we give it back. It really doesn't address the issue if the village incurs more cost than the escrow proceeds, that who's going to pay for that. That's really not addressed in this letter of agreement. So just want to let you know that there are those escrow funds available that can be used for certain designated purposes if the village wishes to proceed with that. But the real issue under consideration tonight is whether or not to further extend the completion date of the PDD, and I listened to the explanation and it seemed reasonable to me. And I just think rescinding that entire ordinance could create some unintended consequences, and I think Attorney Patterson's correct. I mean, if you rescind the PDD, nothing's going to happen. And if you extend the PDD, something might happen, and very well might in the foreseeable future. But if we rescind it, clearly nothing's going to happen, at least until some point in the future where the developer approaches the village with a different concept or a new PDD, and then we have to go through that entire process again. So the primary issue tonight is the extension
And if the board reasonably expects that something, you know, will occur within the extension period, then and you can simply pick a date, and the original PDD will continue during the extension period.
Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone, for your input. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Atwood.
I would make a motion to extend the PDD to June 2nd of 2018 next year. That gives you one additional year. Is that unreasonable to think that we could be back focused and targeted with, I think you had mentioned that everything would be settled by sometime in fall?
I don't mean to break all the rules of procedure, but I think that seems fair.
Okay. I'd make a motion to extend the PDD until June 2nd, 2018.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to extend the PDD until June 2nd of 2018. Any discussion?
And make a
Trustee Harris.
Friendly amendment to that in terms of the date, and we do it just after whatever the date of the first June meeting would be. That allows us to have a June meeting. Either that, we got to address it at the last meeting of May. That's my only
good
in terms
point.
Of the date of what we want to do.
So that would be
June 5th is the meeting.
Okay.
So we want to make June 6th.
I would say June 6th then.
Perfect.
Amend it to June 6th.
Any other discussion on the matter?
Just a question. The perceived need to do the berm and or curb and gutter work, I'm guessing 8,500 wouldn't do it. Not sure how much needs to be done, but has any thought been given to that? I know it's new information too. But.
I would suggest that we do the repairs on the curb and sidewalk so that that is brought back to standard and do that under the escrow account. The earthwork, seeding, and other work that needs to be done, I would suggest that we go back to Hillcrest Homes and ask them to take care of that as part of their routine maintenance. They've done that in the past. They have done some of the repair work out there. I think they could probably handle that best themselves, and we wouldn't incur that cost. I think that's the most economical way to do that. Okay. It isn't major earthwork, but there are some things that need to be done back there to make it look nice, including mowing. And I think they could take care of that.
And does the $3,500 cover the sidewalk and curb and gutter? Okay.
Do you need a separate motion for that, or...?
It's not on the agenda.
Okay. So we can address that later.
Well,
on a different date?
It can be part of it, can't it?
Well, I would simply say if the funds are there and it was originally written for that, that it doesn't really need to be on the agenda. Fix the problem. The money's there. Yeah. Let's address it and get it handled.
Mm-hmm. I would assume there's no opposition from Hillcrest on that. But... we're not talking about that right now. So.
I can say that I was driving by and I noticed the sidewalk myself, and I was like, what's the meaning with the Village of LA? I'm not talking about sidewalks.
Yeah.
That seems like tradition. But I mean, I think that I guess I'm hearing some of these concerns for the first time, and not saying they haven't been raised at Hillcrest, but I'm hearing them for the first time. And I think if those funds are there for the curb and gutter and the sidewalk, you know, if we could just have a conversation, but if you have an agreement there, you know, going back to 2015, it's just not something that I'm going to violently oppose. You know, I mean, the reasoning behind not completing it was with the hope of doing the expansion that you wouldn't just, like, turn around and undo that work. But I can't appreciate that I'm saying that I came here tonight and said that I can't give you a specific start date and that things have been put on hold. So I am sympathetic to the needs of the village regarding the appearance and the safety of the house. And you just have to lay out what's best in the situation.
I mean, my recommendation that we take up the issue on the PDD extension itself tonight. There are the escrow proceeds. What I'd suggest that we do to look at that issue in depth is to let Craig and I confer in terms of what he believes should be done on an interim basis to make things look nicer and to be safer out there. And Craig and I can work up, or Craig can work up, okay, since that's not my cup of tea. But a punch list, you know, say, look, A, B, and C should be done, you know, to make it look nicer and for safety reasons and for maybe, you know, water movement issues. And then Attorney Patterson and I can have a conversation and figure out whether or not it would be best for Hillcrest to do that on its own, because they have done some of those things in the past, or whether or not the village should proceed to take that on and utilize the escrow proceeds. So then we can bring that back to the board in terms of what ideally will be an agreed upon resolution of those issues.
And I trust people, and I want to, I mean, there's a lot of goodwill going on, and I would agree, if we're extending goodwill to increase the time for the PDD, extend the period of time, I'd also like to see goodwill on the other side of the fence to make it look good. And if we extend the PDD and that doesn't happen, I'd be very disappointed. So is there a way that we can do a contingent based on coming to an agreement? I mean, PDD, it's not going anywhere. Do we have the ability to approve the extension of the PDD contingent upon parties coming to an agreement on the sidewalk, curb and gutter, and that kind of thing within the next couple of weeks or so?
I believe we can do that. Since this is a grace of the board to extend the PDD for the additional year, it doesn't sound like the repairs that are necessary are going to be that significant.
Right.
So I'm optimistic we'll arrive at an agreed-upon resolution, but no, I don't see any problem with the board making the extension contingent on working out this issue within the next 30 days.
Yeah, I see this being a win for everyone if we can make it work, and that's what I'd like to come to. So is it okay if I make a friendly amendment to you?
I would agree. Yes.
Make it contingent upon, what's a reasonable time frame?
I'd say we should be able to resolve it within 30 days.
Okay. So the amended motion would be to, I'm sorry?
Not meeting July 4th, so you're not meeting again until July 18th, whatever it is.
Okay, then we'll take that. We'll just leave it as is. My motion, or amended motion, substitute motion would be to provide the extension until June 6th of 2018, contingent upon the parties coming to an agreement on repair of the sidewalk and gutter and all of that by the second meeting in July.
I would agree with that.
Okay. There's a request from the floor to talk. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules?
I would.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Mary Sue.
No, I just wanted to say
I know,
that
but you need to come up. I'm sorry. And would you be kind enough to state your name?
Mary Sue Banks, and I live in 1999 Libel Street.
Thank you.
Would that include fixing the road to me? The road is, where there's no gutter, the road is potholed right in front of it. So when you say curb and gutter, does that mean the road?
Well, the road isn't the responsibility of the developer. The road is the responsibility of the village, right?
Because that's where the potholes are, like in the road.
It'd be nice to tie that in. Craig, do you think we can fix some potholes? Good question. Okay, motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We'll go back to the motion on the table and the second to extend the PDD.
Yep.
Okay. So you made the motion. You made the second.
Yep.
Seconded by Trustee Green. Or did we have a second already?
Yep.
Atwood and then Green.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Action item number 6, approval of quick claim deed for Zitch property transfer, Dauphin Drive vacate. Mr. Byrne. Or do I have a, do you want to give a quick summary?
Sure. Dauphin Drive has been vacated, so now we can transfer that property to the Zitches, and this is the quick claim deed that will provide that transfer of property to them as the new owners. And along with this, we will file the transfer return as the seller, and we have the transfer return information from the buyer. And the attorney, when we provide him with this signed quitclaim deed and the two documents for the transfer return, then they will go ahead and complete the transfer return and file the quitclaim deed, and that will conclude the transfer of the property to the Zitches. From a cost standpoint, I don't have the final cost for all of the work, but I believe it's in the $1,200 to $1,300 range. I don't have the final cost of the transfer of the quick claim deed and so forth, but I have all the earlier costs. I mean, we're at about $900 with everything that we did up until the preparation of the deed. So this is the process we go through. I would ask that you approve signing this deed by the village president, and then we'll go ahead with the remainder of the paperwork to conclude that.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on the item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 7, action regarding award of paving contract 2017-02 for 2017 street maintenance work and public works budget. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I'll move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee second. Kopisch. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Just one quick question. I want to make sure I understood the memo that you put together. The selected bid was about $318,000. You said the total amount for street paving is $354,000. The balance is the project on LeBron. And
that's correct.
Okay, that's the gap, so to speak.
That's
okay.
The gap.
That's what I thought, but I'd rather ask than assume.
It's not included in this because DePere took the lead on that project, and we're paying a portion of that project. So that project's already underway. And this puts us about $10,000 under our budget, within the operating budget for the year, for paving. So we're right where we hope to be.
And then for bottles.
Right. When do we expect to kick these projects off? Approximately.
When do we expect to?
East River and Briar.
I don't actually have a date when they're going to start. It's the same contractor that's doing the paving on our reconstruction project. So when we get to the point where we can start paving on the other project is when they will do this. Okay. And my guess is this will be probably August. That would be my guess, because I think that's when we'll be paving multiple streets.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8, resolution 2017-25, approving the 7th Amendment to Central Brown County Water Authority water purchase and sale contract. I have a motion on this item. Trustee Green. Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? In speaking with Trustee Green, it seems as though these are the changes
we're looking for.
Yes.
According to Mr. Byrne.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 10, we'll take the consent agenda A through B as one. So I have a motion on this item. Trustee Green. Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. We have a move to approve and second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We have a item number 11, future agenda items. Is there anything that any of the board members would like to see on a future agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to...
Can we resurrect the whole idea of maybe a silent controlled hunt? As much as I love deer, and I know that's the opening of Pandora's box, and we had the aerial survey, has it changed a lot?
I would have to think it's changed drastically.
Yeah, so I'd just like to see us bring that back if it's a possibility.
I just want to mention that Trustee Green had a baby deer born in her yard today.
But I don't mind.
Now there's more. Now there are more of them.
And you can see pictures after
them. Yeah. I have no raspberries or beets now either, so I completely get it. That's all right. I'll just get them at Farmer. Yeah.
Okay, so we can get them.
You're not the only resident we're hearing this from either.
Oh, I know.
So
we had Mr. Trester up behind Webster Schools. Same concern. That's right up here.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of all over. But you wonder if they run in cycles. I just know the DNR at one point had the possibility about silent control hunts with the municipalities. And just
one of the things you have to keep in consideration is the deer don't know the boundaries.
They don't.
So if we do it, it's not going to save or eliminate the problem. Because the ones that you might get rid of, others are going to be coming from the other directions.
Well, isn't that what happened in Green Bay when they had their silent hunt? Was they just came back in and they were dealing with the cyclone?
I think they came here.
It's a larger problem.
They came here. Yeah.
I had a peeping doe, by the way, at my house last week, too.
I'm getting baby.
Our park and rec director, Chris, he has some good information on doing controlled hunts and eliminating them. And I don't want to go down this road because I don't know all the facts on it, but it's if you take the deer out of the area, something else will replace it.
It's
not the turkeys. It's actually coyotes that will come in and take over the property that you remove the deer from. So in this area. In other areas, it might be different. But he's got some good information on that, too. So if you wanted to reach out to him, I'm sure he could provide some of that information for you as well. But
actually, it'd be great to have that report on an agenda, though.
So, okay.
Because that's all I'm asking is for information, not to do it.
Okay.
We'll get that on agenda. Thank you. Would anyone like to see anything else added to a future agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item 12. Do I have a motion to move into closed session or to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(e), deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically a TIF development at 2000 Riverside Drive. Do I have a motion? Trustee Dart. Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee
aye.
Atwood. President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye. And 2000 Riverside, just for anybody who's interested, it's across from St. Joe's.
There you go. Trustee Kopisch.
Aye.
We are enclosed.